Maximus with the Running Mate. Up next is your news in detail, brought to you by Techno Mobile. Just coming up in a bit.
Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
Turn up your radio.
Good music lives here.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Caritas Zambia calls for formidable position ahead of the 2026 general polls. More after the proposed 2026 national budget. Guinea president elections or presidential elections are set for 28th December. And in sports news, Sub-Saharan Hog Rally, Marcus Livingston.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Shakana Sakala, presenting for the Breakfast News on Power FM. Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga says Zambia needs a strong opposition ahead of the 2026 general elections. He was emphasizing the importance to the country's democracy. Speaking within an interview with Power FM News in Lusaka, Father Mapulanga advised the opposition political parties to remain firm as the country goes to the polls next year. Father Mapulanga observed that the 2026 general elections will be crucial and that political players must now begin to prepare to accept the outcome of the polls. He added that his organization looks forward to peaceful election process, warning that it should not be marred by intimidation, especially from the ruling party. He also encouraged the opposition to avoid engaging in political violence in next year's elections for the good of the country. Within a separate development, more stakeholders react to the 2026 national budget, highlighting some gaps. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, said it expected the 2026 budget to allocate at least 20% to the education sector, as opposed to 13% announced by the Minister of Finance and National Planning. NACES Executive Director Aaron Chanza did observe that while allocation to education has increased in nominal terms from 31.5 billion kwacha in 2025 to 33 billion kwacha in 2026, he went on to further say that the overall share of the budget had dropped by 1.5% from the 14.5% to 13%.
Teacher recruitment, including the issue of the new curriculum, and is not enough for these exercises. We hoped that in 2026 would have more than 10,000, at least 10,000 teachers recruited for next year. And what we have seen is that only 3,500 are going to be recruited, which is not enough. Even the new curriculum, 300 million kwacha is still a drop in the ocean. We expected that at least 1.5 billion was supposed to be allocated.
And the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, viewed the 2026 budget as a non-gender responsive action, as rather non-gender responsive.
A true consolidation of gains cannot happen if social equity is not explicitly resourced. We're looking for bold, measurable budget lines that accelerate progress toward gender equality, not just maintenance of the status quo. The increase in the national cake must be reflected in the size of the slices for those traditionally left with crumbs. Therefore, the theme of equity remains an illusion without targeted action. While the minister speaks of an equitable Zambia, the budget fails to allocate specific deliberate resources for our most vulnerable citizens, women, girls, and persons with disabilities.
Meanwhile, Zambia Congress of Trade Union ZCTU has expressed concern about government's failure to adjust to the pay-as-you-earn payee threshold. The union says government has, for the fifth time now, failed to adjust the pay-as-you-earn threshold in its national budget presentations. Union President Blake Mulala says the proposed 253.1 billion kwacha for 2026 is not worker-friendly and neglects workers' welfare. Siomangwezi National Park in Western Province is set to receive 222 wild animals in a major translocation aimed at restoring wildlife populations and supporting community-based conservation. Wildlife Fund WWF Country Director Natula Nganga did say that the project aims to increase species numbers and promote sustainability and for surrounding communities. Speaking at the flag off translocation in Kazungula district, Ms. Nganga said Siomangwezi National Park is one of Zambia's driest and largest and faces challenges in providing water and food for the translocated animals. She added that to ensure that the animals do not face water shortages, WWF has established boma areas and 5 functioning water points, although more still needs to be done to reduce human-wildlife conflict. Ms. Nganga further explained that WWF envisions Siomangwezi as a future tourism destination, linking it to Victoria Falls and Livingston while helping communities build sustainable livelihoods around tourism. Speaking on the sidelines, Director for International Institute for Sustainable Development, IISD, Alec Crawford, explained that the translocation is a great opportunity for increase to genetic diversity and wildlife numbers within such an important ecosystem, not just nationally, but across the transfrontier Kaza area. And Department of National Parks and Wildlife Director Dominic Chinda commended the planned translocation, stating that the movement of wildlife is key to maintaining their population across the country. Mr. Chinda added that the beauty of Siomangwezi National Park lies in ensuring that wildlife restocking is done frequently to maintain its climate-resilient ecosystem. Within a separate development, National Arts Council of Zambia Director Adrian Manka Chipindi has underscored the importance of the creative industry, stating that its economic and social significance is noticeable. Mr. Chipindi disclosed that over 22,000 Zambians are employed in the sector, making arts and culture a major contributor to national development. He said the creative industry goes beyond entertainment as it generates jobs, empowers youth, and fosters social cohesion. He added that the open events such as a music festival do not amplify the artist's visibility, but also encourage cultural exchange, inspire young people to view art as both expression and livelihood.
It is through such platforms that we strengthen the visibility of our artists, promote cultural exchange, and give hope to the youth who look to art as both expression and livelihood. I think this is very important. The latest figures show that over 22,000 Zambians are working in the creative space. So increasingly, number of people are joining the creative sector and they are working there. And it's good to see. And in this room, we have examples of full-time professional musicians who are completely dependent on music. And we hope that we can have more of these numbers to encourage them. As government, we don't believe that artists or events such as these are just sort of places to donate money, but we believe that they generate value.
And within international news, Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended congratulations to Peter Mutharika on his election as President of Malawi. In his congratulatory message, Xi said that China and Malawi are sincere, friendly, and mutually supportive good friends and partners, noting that President-elect Mutharika made significant contributions to the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries in 2007. The Chinese head of state said since the establishment of diplomatic ties, the China-Malawi relationship has developed steadily and smoothly, with continuous deepening of political mutual trust and fruitful outcomes in practical cooperation, adding that the two countries have supported each other on issues concerning their respective core interests and major concerns. President Xi expressed his readiness to work with Mutharika to firmly support each other, deepen mutually beneficial cooperation, and promote the continuous development of China-Malawi strategic partnership, so as to bring more benefits to the two peoples. Still within international news, following a controversial referendum